Scott Casper for TDR-TV, IntermetWrestle.com, all of our friends along the way. This interview brought to you by Clinch Gear. You'll find them online at clinchgear.com. Let's head to Pitt Johnstown. The folks there know how to swim. They've been the hosts of several floods over the years. There's also the site of a great college wrestling program. The head coach there is Pat Pecora. He's also the AD. He joins us now. Pat, it's a busy time of year for you.
Yes, yeah, very busy, Scott, but it's always a pleasure to hear your voice.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. Pitt Johnstown is a four-year degree-granting campus in the University of Pittsburgh. It is, it has a wonderful wrestling program. You guys recently, in the face of great competition from around the country in the D2 level, managed to earn 11th place. Talk about the season and your trip to relating trip to Omaha to wrap it all up.
We had another good season here at Pitt Johnstown. We finished with a 14-2 dual meet record. We had, six guys qualify for the national tournament. We had, two regional champions. And so we felt good about our national tournament. We had, two other All-Americans. We had a 184-pounder, Patrick Walsh, made it to the semifinals and then ended up placing sixth. And our heavyweight placed eighth, and they both placed for the first time. And, of course, what made the season was our national champion, Shane Valco, and outstanding wrestler of the national tournament, who was the national champ at 133 and with a great match with, Cody Garcia. And it was sort of the showdown that everybody's been looking for all year long.
And that, you're right, that was a great match. That's one I actually watched twice. I think I watched it, maybe it was three times. One of the reasons why I liked watching Valco and Garcia wrestle. Garcia is a prodigy. I mean, he is phenomenal. But when Shane Valco wins at 33, I think that put this overwhelming seal on your program. After 34 years, can you honestly sit back and tell me, sitting in your chair, that there's been a better match at any weight over your 34 years of coaching?
Well, I've had a lot of great matches. I mean, watching coaching Carlton House of Rigged the six national titles, and we've had, nine other national champions. But, boy, that one goes right up there because this year you figure, Cody Garcia was just seemed unstoppable, 48-0, 31 pins, comes from he was the best wrestler on the best Division II program. So, and watching his first two matches, get first period pins, we were like, whoa. But Shane Valco is something special, and he put it all together for that finals match and did a fantastic job. And it was just a special moment.
We're talking with Pat Pecora, the head wrestling coach, athletic director for the Mountain Cats of Pitt Johnstown. By the way, the wrestling banquet is coming up. The 2010 Mountain Cat Wrestling Banquet is coming up at 5:30 at Anthony's Restaurant. Good food there, by the way, in the Grand Ballroom. You can be a part of it. You can check out the website at upj.pitt.edu. The registration flyers there. Be a part of the success that these young men have had this season. And yeah, you could have rubbed shoulders with a few good folks like Pat Pecora. Now, Pat, you're going to be honoring Shane with the rest of the wrestlers. I think, guys like Travis Edgars of Upper Iowa University, Craig Becker, they've done the job, okay? But Valco is your guy. So you're going to salute him. You're going to salute the year that he had. I wonder I believe he's the candidate for National Wrestler of the Year. But I
definitely think he's a perfect candidate for it. And, we're hoping that he gets it. I know it's down to, four young men who all had great seasons also. And so, but I think with, Cody Garcia just being kind of the ultimate, Division II wrestler with, previous two national titles and an outstanding wrestler himself, I actually felt, and I said it from the beginning of the year, you might have had the two best Division II wrestlers in the same weight class this year at 133.
I wouldn't hesitate to think that those two boys at that weight class at any division would put on a heck of a show. I mean, let's face it, they were very, very good, especially that night. It was incredible to watch. We're talking again with Pat Pecora, the head wrestling coach at Pitt Johnstown. Pat, you travel the team around the country to tournaments at the East Regional. You guys, again, performed well. Valco, in fact, won a second straight East Regional tournament in 2010. Placed fourth at the Division I dominated Penn State Open on December 6th. His overall record, I think, is something to speak to. 115 wins, 30 losses overall. And that ranks ninth on the Pitt Johnstown's all-time win list, but it's of the modern era. So we look at what he's done in the face of all the great competition for this young talent out there. And you've done a good job, but I think the boys are responding well. In 34 years, what have you learned about America's youth?
I've learned a lot, and I think I don't think it has changed much. I think that all young men, they want to be challenged. You know, they want to be pushed, and they want to see how good they can be in all areas of their life, I think. And that's what I think we're trying to do, is, you know, trying to bring the best out of them, you know, as, you know, wrestlers, but also, of course, academically and as people, you know, to be a good person, you know, so that, you know, someday they're going to go out and to be a good father and a good husband and a good employee or employer, and we want them to do it with integrity and honor. And so that's what's great when you talk about this profession. We're actually in the position to make a positive impact on a young man's life, and I think that's what every coach, and that's why every coach's you know, goals, and I think that's why we put endless hours in this profession.
Right now you're doing or continuing your recruiting process, which anymore seems like it continues throughout the year no matter what. You're always looking at kids, extending offers, talking, fielding questions, answering the questions. In all these years, too, have you noticed that, and maybe you did early, and some coaches tend to forget it, but wrestling is a home. Wrestling is a place to go. It's a unifier. Or as President Bush would say, it's a unificator. It's a unifier for our young people, so it gives them a place to go on campus. It gives them a sense of something bigger than self. Would you agree with that is still true?
Oh, yes, it's still true, and it will always be true. Wrestling's a great sport. There's no doubt about it. It's, you know, in fact, it's funny. People always, you know, emphasize the individual part of it, which is true. There's no, you know, but it is also a team sport. I really believe that. I believe in the team aspect of the sport is compelling, and because it's made up of a bunch of individuals, but there's a team concept that we here at Pitt Johnstown emphasize a lot, and that's why we put a lot of emphasis on the dual meet. We put a lot of emphasis on the team victories, and but each individual, you know, being the best they can be, and then, you know, trying to win a national title as a team, a regional championship as a team, a dual meet as a team, and with a collection of individuals. So I think wrestling's unique in that area.
We're talking with Pat Pecora. He is the head man and has been for quite some time. Matter of fact, you remember when Mike Denny was a young man.
Not really. I've been coaching longer than Mike, but I haven't been alive longer than Mike.
Well, I look at Mike as a great leader for our
sport. He's a fantastic man. Mike is unbelievable. Again, not just an unbelievable coach, but just an unbelievable person. And me and Mike Denny have a great relationship, and I get a smile every time I think about it.
Talk to
in
me.
In fact, the time we won a national title was in Nebraska, Omaha, so I'm forever. That was in 1999, and so Omaha's always been a special place to me after that. And
you've had a tremendous assistant coach this year as well. Can you talk to us about your assistant coach?
Yes, my assistant coach is Jody Stripmatter, and of course, Jody is also another, you know, local product here. He came to UPJ. We redshirted him, and then he won two Division II national titles and was chosen the outstanding wrestler his sophomore year. He then wanted to move on, and I, you know, we agreed upon this early in his career that, you know, if he accomplished his goals as a Division II wrestler, that, you know, he would definitely want to move on to the Division I level. And there was only one school he wanted to go to, and that was Iowa. And I had a hard time telling a lot of people that it wasn't. You know, he had one school in mind, and that's where he was going to go. And so when we went to Midlands that year, I talked to Jim Zaleski at the time, and I said, well, if you might be interested in watching at the Midlands, and he won the Midlands that year, so of course, you know, Iowa was interested in him, and he went to Iowa and ended up placing second 1 year at the national tournament, placing third 1 year at the national tournament. He was the Big Ten champion, was voted the outstanding wrestler of the Big Ten. You know, and after college, he was actually on the Olympic ladder for, you know, for a little bit. And, you know, now he's back home here with us, and he's doing great. And he's just such an inspiration to all the guys on the team because he is a Pitt Johnstown wrestler. He won national titles for us. You know, I coached him. And so there's a, you know, he's come back to the Pitt Johnstown family. And so all the guys on the team, they, you know, they look up to him and idolize him. And Jody's very soft spoken, but when he speaks, you know, everybody on the team listens.
Well, they should. He's got an 87-3 overall record, a 0.967 winning percentage, ranking second only behind Carlton, by the way, the all-time Mountain Cat leader. But I mean, how do you beat that six-time national champion? Wow.
Yeah.
But Jody looks good, by the way, with his lack of hair.
Yes, he does. Look like without any hair. There's not too many people who can get away with that.
I know. He looks good, though. He's got that Kurt Angle look going on about him, another Pittsburgh boy. Anyway, I, you know, the purpose of my call today, basically to recognize the efforts that you put forward, what you've been able to do in your years there, the lives you've affected. And let's face it, everybody goes into teaching and coaching for similar reasons, but it's not always that you're able to recognize your overall goals and achievements on a pretty regular basis. But Pat, you've done that, and the kids you've coached are the beneficiaries of it. So thank you very much. Congratulations on a great year. And, you know, it's guys like you, I hope we never ever lose to retirement, because I don't know what we'd do without great leaders like you. Thank you, Pat.
Thank you, Scott.